bunch of passages running through my mind right now, my spirit, my heart. So Lord God, I pray that just everything that you want to share with us right now would be just sorted out and communicated clearly. And I pray that it wouldn't just be in our minds, but that, Lord, you would heal our hearts. That your spirit would quicken in us your word today, right now. In your name, amen. One of the passages that is just going through my head right now is when right back way in Genesis, and where God formed us from the dust and he molded us and crafted us, and I think that's what he did, and then he just breathed his breath into us and we became a living soul. And just this, the breath of God, and just created us. Like before that, we were just, we're dirt and then flesh and then living soul, kind of like Ezekiel, where you have the bones and then the flesh, and then finally the breath enters into them and they become alive. But I know that we need the breath of God in us and to become everything that we're created to be. And so I look at just every time I've done child dedication. That's our first year at Emmanuel Grace, but I've done that before in a few different places. And I'm just reminded of the passage in the Psalms that talks about how, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And you knit me together in my mother's womb. And I just always get this picture of God just forming us and delighting in how he forms us. And he's made us all so different. There's none of us that are alike. And physical features in that. And even twins have different stuff. But I'm talking in our spirit and in our heart and our gifting, in our calling, in our outlook, in our perspective. He's like the whole wide range. We've shared here before where the physical is actually just a shadow of the spiritual. So everything that is happening in the physical is meant to teach a spiritual reality. And when there was no sin in the world, the physical perfectly represented the spiritual. So there was no sickness, no death, no disease, no disharmony, and everything fit together perfectly. But then when sin entered the world, the physical also, like, the shadow continues to be a shadow. So if the building is whole and perfect, the shadow represents that and it shows that. But when the building is half torn down or three-quarters torn down or is now just a pile of rubble, the shadow shows that as well. And the physical is the shadow. And so death entered in, and disease and hatred and all this kind of stuff. And when God knit us together, he didn't want any of that. Where I was going with the other is I look at how different we are physically. You have tall people, short people, black people, white people. Well, we're not really white, we're more pinkish something. You have all sorts. You have the big muscular, big boned, strong people, and then you have the wiry kind of strong. I'm looking at you back there. And so too, we are all created so differently in our hearts, in our calling, in our personalities. You look at how God, all the creation that he's made, and different kinds of trees. I love trees, and you have some really delicate ones, and the Japanese maple and different things like that. But then you have the huge oak tree, or there's this one picture that I saw recently of this thousands year old tree in Africa that is the trunk is as big as this room, basically, and there was a person beside it to give you perspective, and it was crazy big. And I was I want to see that, because I love trees. We're all different. That's funny, when we're praying for the little ones, and even when we pray for each other, right? When we pray for each other on our birthdays, and anyone who had a birthday this week, you did not get away. You know, we will get you next week, and we will pray for you. But each calling so different, right? And what God knit into one, he didn't necessarily knit into the other. But we're all meant to have life, and we're all meant to commune with God, and we're all meant to follow him, and we're all meant to enjoy his presence. And even though we're all different, we're all his children, and he has no favorites. And my prayer for these kids is the same as my prayer for my own kids. It's the same as my prayer for myself. It's the same as my prayer for the rest of you. It's the same as my prayer for the rest of the church. It's the same as my prayer for non-believers. Is I pray that they would become everything that God created them to be. Everything. Nothing left out. I pray that whatever he spoke over them when he was knitting them together in their mother's wombs, I pray that all of that would come to fruition. Nothing left out. Nothing added on. I pray that the breath of God would enter them in such a way where they become so living to the things of God and alive to the things of God, and that nothing would separate them from that calling. And it's the same for us. I pray that you become everything that God has meant you to be. And some of you are, we're all called to be mighty warriors in one sense, but in another sense, some of us would be so different in that calling. I think every calling does amazing warfare, when it's followed, does amazing warfare in the heavenlies. But some of it, it'll be by rest. Like again, I saw that glow and that circle, if you will, right, around Kira. And just that peace. And that will minister to others. That will drive back the enemy. It will drive the enemy crazy when she just remains in peace. And remain still. And it will draw people. It will draw people like a light on a hill. But again, that soft, glowing light, it'll just bring healing. And then you got the warring going on. They're just, Jacob. And that will bring freedom, and that'll set people free, and he will be used to deliver people from the enemy and all sorts of things in between, all of us. I just pray that you become everything that God has meant you to be. And I don't want you to miss out on anything. And you know what? I might not understand your calling. I might look at your calling and say, man, that's weird. But that's okay, because quite frankly, God is weird. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. The Lord knows that. But I just mean, he's so far outside my little box and what I can understand. And so his calling on one person's life will look a lot different than a calling on another person's life. And I'm okay that I don't get it. I'm okay that I don't get exactly everything that God has for you. I just bless you to become everything he has created you to be. And it will always line up with the Word. It will always line up with God's character. It will always line up with the Holy Spirit and his movement. It will always line up with God's ways. Always. But you know what? I guess one of the ways I read the Bible, and I've done this for a while now, is when I read, especially the history parts, I try and envision myself there. Right? Rather than just read as a story, oh, that's nice, close the Bible. I try, and some of the things that God did in people's lives, I think if I was there, I'd be like, that is weird. And I'm not so sure. And yet we have the privilege of seeing it in the Word of God, and so we can be sure. I just wanted to see you become everything that you're created to be. I want to see the artists be artists, creating things for the Lord. I still have visions of one day not just this easel sitting up here for when I want to draw a diagram or something, and you've seen my art. Although if I take my time, I'm not that bad. Okay, just want to say. But the quick stuff, I'm not that good at. But I have visions of an easel being set up somewhere, or people bringing sketch pads and just drawing to the Lord, just as we worship. You know, we've got dancing going on, you know, and people responding to Jesus that way, and the Lord and the Holy Spirit's moving. I bless that. I look forward to, yeah, when the artists come, or we have people writing poetry to the Lord. It's just so beautiful, so wonderful. Julie posting stuff on Facebook. Terry, you're starting to post stuff every once in a while. It's like, awesome. Yes, it's good. It's right. And then I want to see those who are called to administration, who know the ins and outs of things and how to organize. I want to see that blessed. And where things are being organized for Jesus and God. And just events and different things to reach out. Because I don't want us to ever get caught up in the, okay, now that we believe in all the gifts of the Spirit, now that doesn't mean we need any organization. We'll just do what the Holy Spirit says. Well, yes, do what the Holy Spirit says, but you know what? Sometimes the Holy Spirit, not just sometimes, the Holy Spirit is very organized. God is very organized. You look at the universe. And I love that our microscopes are getting more powerful. I love that our telescopes are getting more powerful. I love that our understanding of the mathematics behind the creation is getting deeper and deeper, because what we're finding more and more is that life here on Earth, it's on a razor's edge. And it's so precise. God is pretty organized. And I want those who are blessed with those gifts, who display that character of God, that aspect of God, I want to see those gifts lifted up, raised up. I want to see you become everything that God has created you to be. I might not understand those things. Those are things that I might sit back and say, okay, I don't get that, but I bless it. I just want to see you become everything that you've been created to be. I want to see God's glory cover the earth through his people in all the different ways and all the different gifts. He knit you together in your mother's womb, and he has a plan for your life. And I pray that all those plans would come to pass. And I pray that nothing would get in the way. I pray that you wouldn't get in the way. I want to read from Psalm chapter 1. Because this is, I want to encourage you. And I want to declare what I've just declared. But then there's the, okay, well, how do we get there? How? And there's a few different things. There is the whole, you follow the Lord in what you hear him calling you to do, and do it with all your heart. Do everything as unto the Lord, whether it's building a house or writing a song, teaching a class, you know, cleaning up at the greenhouse. Whatever you do, do unto the Lord. Absolutely. So that's one thing that needs to be done. Now, the Lord pointed me to Psalm chapter 1 this week as well. I think this is part of it, a big part. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on this law, on his law, he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They're like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. As I was just going over these verses in my mind this week a little bit, How can you become everything that you're created to believe? How can you become everything that you're created to be? By not walking in the counsel of the wicked. Don't stand in the way of sinners. Don't sit in the seat of mockers. Don't give those things in place in your life. Don't give those people place in your life. Don't give those influences place in your life. They don't lead to where you need to go. They don't build in you what God wants to build. And I was thinking about some of the things that I allow into my life sometimes. And there's no fruit in some of the things that I allow. Actually, if there's no fruit, that's actually a decent place. There's sometimes negative fruit, unhealthy fruit, putrid fruit, the opposite of the fruit in the Spirit. When I spend my time on certain things, listening to certain things, I was noticing it this week because, okay, so part of my calling, part of the way that God has made me, part of what I add to the body of Christ or my place in creation is I love encouraging the body. I love it. The coach thing that I've shared before, I love it. I love lifting other people's up and just seeing them excel and building into them what needs to be done so that they can soar. So that they, you know, that's what I love doing. I have no greater joy than that. I absolutely love sitting at the back and just seeing God move through all of you. If I had my way, I would just love to sit back there and not say a word. That would be my most joy-filled day. And to see God just move through you all the time. Now I know that He loves moving through me too, and so when He moves, I need to speak because I wanna obey, but I also wanna just walk with Him in that too. But that's why I love our sharing time so much, or when we're praying. Because I love seeing when God gives you things. And when He starts speaking through you. Love it. But I was noticing, and I've noticed this before, but I'm a little thick. And I'm going to steal a phrase from Forrest. Not that you're thick, Forrest, but you said it before, so. It takes me a while to learn. I sometimes, in the name of trying to in the name of trying to hear everyone's perspective, I sometimes listen to things on YouTube or articles. I read articles from certain Watchmen sites. And if you're not familiar with those, you know, I think there are a lot of people who start from a really good place out of concern for the body of Christ. But then it goes into a very critical, ugly, accusing place on some of these sites. Not all, but some. And I read some of these things. And as I read or as I listen, you know what? I start looking at what's going on inside me. And I see fear starting to rise up. And I start to see a critical spirit starting to rise up. In me. I start to see anger rising up, a shaking fist. I start to see pride rising up. Oh yeah, I don't believe that. All awful fruit. And I find that then this verse applies, and God says to me, Kevin, you've been spending time with the wicked. And some I'm not saying they're not believers. I'm not saying it's not coming from or it didn't start at a sincere place, but I look at the fruit. And I look at the fruit that is starting to be built up in me sometimes with that. And it's, no, you're spending time in the wrong place. You're sitting with the mockers. Oh, some people would see what we do here. Take an hour and a quarter for baby dedication. You know, often spend an hour sharing, see us dancing and blowing our shofars and all that kind of stuff and flag waving. And I have listened to videos of people mocking that type of thing. And I don't know why I spent time listening to that. It does me no good. It keeps me from being everything I'm created to be. I want to spend time with people and in places, and whether it's books or what I watch, what I listen to. I want to spend time with things and people and situations that build the fruit of the Spirit in my life. This week, I was reintroduced to guy Todd White, right? Todd White. Okay, so there's another one. If you want to be blown out of your seats a little bit, just watch him. I've mentioned Heidi Baker before and Sean Bowles. And it's Todd White. He has dreads, awesome dreads, go down to the small of his back. And he talks in kind of surfer language sometimes. And he's really in your face a little bit at times, a little bit, to say the least. But because of some of the things the Lord was showing me, I felt compelled to go and listen to him. And man, the fruit of the Spirit just pouring off of him and into me. The joy, the encouragement, the humility, the boldness, the courage, standing for truth. I mean, standing for truth. And I just felt revived, all lining up with Scripture, biblically sound, lining up with the character of God, lining up with the heart of God. And I just felt revived and encouraged by this dreadlocked hippie who just is in love with Jesus and totally sold out. And I was challenged. I got to listen to more of him because I'm challenged to be sold out more, to take risks. Because God is a risk taker. You know that? So in all of our giftings, no matter what it is, he's called us to be risk takers. I was just so encouraged. It was like being planted by streams of water. It was like drinking from the water of life. That same river that where the trees are planted and the leaves are given for the healing of the nations. I felt myself being healed. And stuff that I didn't know where I was even injured. As God poured through this brother with his gifting and his personality and just ministering to me, it was like drinking from streams of living water because it was the Holy Spirit speaking through him. I want to spend more time with people like that. I want to spend more time reading stuff like that. And when I notice whether what I'm watching or what I'm reading or where I'm spending my time is actually building in me wrong fruit, the ugly fruit, I need to get away from that. I need to stop eating from those trees. That's how I walk more and more in my calling. That's how. That's so important. That's how I grow in who God has created me to be. That's how my roots grow deep. And my branches grow high, and fruit starts pouring off of me for others. And then others can be blessed, because in all of our callings, we're meant to be blessed, and we are meant to be a blessing. We are meant to grow and to help others grow. We are meant to call out to a dying world. There's a dying world out there, right here, right here. There's a dying world. And needs Jesus. And I want to minister to them in the Lord's name. more and more effectively. And so, yeah, my prayer for the little ones is the same as prayer for myself. I actually never pray for someone else what I'm not willing to pray for myself. You know, unless I'm praying for a woman to get pregnant or something like that. But how do I grow? I delight in the law of the Lord. I meditate on it day and night. I plant myself by streams of water, streams of living water. I plant myself there. And I drink, and I drink, and I drink. And I stay away from polluted waters. I stay away from the things on the television that just do not lead me to Jesus. And again, you might say, well then, is there anything on TV that leads us to Jesus? Okay, sometimes we do need times to relax. And you know what? Enjoying certain movies or shows or sporting events or whatever can be very healing, actually. Can be very healing and relaxing. But there's other things. Let's face it, we all watch stuff that builds ugly fruit in us from time to time, don't we? Because it's become the norm. And it's not the norm. It's not the norm. I want to yield my fruit in season. I want leaves that don't wither, and I want to prosper in everything I do. Not the prosperity gospel kind of thing, but prosper in the ways of the Lord. And I want that to be for you as well. The Lord has a plan for you. You know, we were all that baby at one point. We were all that small. And everything was in front of us. I don't care what you've done or where you've been, the Lord still has plans. And they're amazing. How do I know they're amazing? Because He's amazing. I want you to walk out everything that God has for you. God created you for a purpose. It was neat, as we're praying for the little ones, doesn't it remind you of when we pray for each other for our birthdays? Like I'm so glad we started that. Praying for people on their birthdays, their birthday week. Listening to the Lord. And what's amazing is, yeah, when we see the little ones, yeah, we see their whole lives ahead of us. Do you know you have your whole life ahead of you? The rest of your life you have ahead of you? And God has amazing plans? And you might say, oh, but I've messed up here, I've messed up there. Okay, take that to the Lord, repent, and move on. Clean slate. Move on. Oh, but I need healing in this area. Awesome, our God's a healer. I need this restored. Excellent. God's a restorer. Oh, I need to be reconciled with this person. Wonderful. God reconciles. But you know what? Don't let that stuff stop you. If repentance is needed, repent. If forgiveness is needed, forgive. If you need to grow in areas, then go to those places and build into your lives those things that will help you grow. And then go for it. Be everything that God has called you to be. Don't waste your time spending time walking in the counsel of the wicked or standing in the way of sinners or sitting in the seat of mockers. Delight yourself in the Lord, in the ways of the Lord, in the law of the Lord. It's one reason I love the tallit, because the tallit symbolically represents the law. And when I look at it as a New Testament believer, I'm not thinking Old Testament law. I'm thinking just the ways of God. And I want to be covered by the ways of God. I delight myself in His ways. And then my path will be made straight. All these scriptures start pouring into my heart. path will be made straight. I'll become everything that I've been meant to be. I'll walk in the ways of the Lord. I will abide with Him. Like the branch abides in the vine, and I will produce abundant fruit. He will produce abundant fruit in me. 30, 60, 100 times the original planting. As I just delight in Him and delight in Him and delight in Him. I pray for your parents. I pray that you teach your kids how to delight in the Lord. And the best way that they learn is by watching you. Are there any questions or comments on this?
I just wanted to share it as you were talking. I can't remember it where in Psalms that I read it, but it said, righteousness kisses peace. Mm-hmm. And I'm just carrying that with me. So, you know, like you read, we said it before, and I read and you've read Psalms before, but I thought, so things jump out at me.
Yeah.
So what we need at the time that we need it is there if we read it.
And even more amazing, so we read it. It was so neat. These guys were listening to it. Oh, what joy it brings a dad when he comes home in the evening and his kids are listening to a sermon online. It's just like, oh. And Todd White shared something that I shared before too. It's my desire. So we read it, but you know what? When it becomes really powerful is when we live it. I don't want to just read your word, Lord. I want to live your word. I want to be the living word. Not that I want to be Jesus. Jesus is the living word. But Jesus in me. I don't want to just preach the word. I want to live the word. And then we will know the reality of that peace. And so it won't just be a sign on a door. It won't just be something crocheted. I always get that picture of the crocheted things because my, you know, Mennonite heritage, not crocheted, but needlepoint cross stitch. That was very popular at one point. I don't want the verses to just be needlepoint with a nice frame. I want to live it. I want to live it. I want to live righteousness and thereby live out that peace. And then when people say, well, how do you know? How do you know that God's word is true? I can just stand and say, because I'm living it. And He's living in me. In that picture, just think about Kira right now. That picture of people being drawn to her. In that picture, none of us saw Kira then, as people are drawn to her handing out little leaflets. Little scripture verses. Here you go, here you go, here you go. They were drawn to her. But really, the reality of it is, they'll be drawn if she has a choice to make. The words that we spoke are not automatic. Because all these kids have choices to make, just like we have choices to make. What we saw in prophetic picture and words, what we saw is God's plan for their lives. But now they have to choose to walk it out. But if she chooses to walk it out, people will see Jesus in her. And yeah, she'll be able to use the scripture to explain what they see, but they won't just need an explanation. They're not just seeking for an explanation, a literary explanation, an exegesis, and a word study and cross-referencing. They will experience it in her. They will taste it. They will taste the warmth. They will feel the warmth. They will know it if she walks out her calling. If she chooses to say yes, if she chooses to plant herself by streams of living water, if she chooses not to walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers, if she chooses to abide in Christ, they will experience it in her. And so when she speaks the words, the life will back it up as well. May we walk in Christ's righteousness so much that we live out that peace. And so that we're living examples of His Word. Anyone else? Any questions or comments? Let me bless you. Pray a blessing over you. Had child dedication, now we're going to have church dedication. Lord, I don't know how many are here right now, and a few have left already. I pray for them too. I pray that every person who has been here this morning, all the children out playing right now, and those who are looking after them, everyone, I pray that they become everything that they're created to be. I praise you for the vast array of uniqueness. Everyone's unique. Just your creativity in all of us and the different aspects of your character that some of us are stronger in or more called to, and the different gifts and the different ways our minds work and our hearts, our emotions, all of it, Lord. I praise you for your creativity, and I praise you for just your variety. And I pray that every person here would have a revelation just how you've created them, and then a revelation of what it looks to walk in you as they just walk out their own uniqueness as well. I pray for streams of living water. I bless every single gift. I bless every little stitch that you knit together. Every unique little stitch, everything that you've done. The unique ways you have made each person here, I bless it. And I pray that these different callings, and that our lives would be lived for you. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You are the one, Lord Jesus, and we love you. And I pray that we would all sit in front of you like little ones, like little children. God, help us adults learn from the children. We have so much to learn from them. I pray that we would learn from them. Thank you for them. I pray this in your name. Amen.
Just want to end with a song, Yes and Amen. Sealed.
hear people saying yes. Hear your people saying yes to you. Yes to anything you ask. Yes to anything you call to do. Hear your people say amen. Hear your people say amen to you. Let your kingdom come on earth. Let it be just like we pray to you. Yes and no man to everything that's in your heart. Yes and no man to everything that you have planned. We live to see your will be done and to see your perfect kingdom come on the earth, on the earth. All the promises are yes, all the promises are yes in you. Every good and perfect gift, every blessing that we have is you. Yes and amen, we're taking up the cross for you. And give us the strength to take these dreams and follow through. We live to see your will be done, and to see your perfect kingdom come on the earth, on the earth.
Lord, we thank you for knitting us together. Like Kevin shared, we want to be everything that you've called us to be. Thank you for the dreams that you give us, the calling that you've put on our lives. The only way we're able to fulfill that calling is by following you and surrendering everything to you. Lord, we just thank you that you're our Lord, that you're our Savior.